You're listening to The Voice of Middle-earth, celebrating the writings and life of J.R.R. Tolkien, with music for your journey there and back again. The Voice of Middle-earth is homemade radio, DIY broadcasting based upon my interest in the literary works of J.R.R. Tolkien. I'm not a scholar, just a lover of radio who enjoys exploring the themes that Tolkien presented through his fiction, poetry, and essays. So I'm going to morph into Green Man Took now and present to you The Voice of Middle-earth, Tree and Leaf, Program 1. The book Tree and Leaf by J.R.R. Tolkien was originally published in 1964. The first American version, I believe, was published by H.M. Mifflin and Company in 1965, and I have a hardcover copy of that edition. The story Leaf by Niggle was originally written by Tolkien in 1938 and first published in the Dublin Review in January 1945. It can be found most notably in Tolkien's book Tree and Leaf. This is notable because the book, consisting of an essay by Tolkien called On Fairy Stories and the story Leaf by Niggle, as example, offers the underlying philosophy, creation and subcreation, of much of Tolkien's fantastical writings. So this is Green Man Took, inviting you to enjoy and listen to The Voice of Middle-earth, Tree and Leaf, Program 1.
Thank you.
In his essay, On Fairy Stories, Tolkien writes, "I propose to speak about fairy stories, though I am aware that this is a rash adventure. Faerie is a perilous land, and in it are pitfalls for the unwary and dungeons for the overbold. And overbold I may be accounted, for though I have been a lover of fairy stories since I learned to read, and have at times thought about them, I have not studied them professionally. I have been hardly more than a wandering explorer or a trespasser in the land, full of wonder, but not of information. The realm of fairy story is wide and deep and high and filled with many things. All manner of beasts and birds are found there, shoreless seas and stars uncounted, beauty that is an enchantment and ever-present peril, both joy and sorrow as sharp as swords. In that realm a man may perhaps count himself fortunate to have wandered, but it is its very richness, its strangeness ties the tongue of a traveler who would report them. And while he is there, it is dangerous for him to ask too many questions, lest the gates should be shut and the keys lost forever."
There's a magic horse up in the sky, but he'll disappear if he sees you cry. Don't cry, my child. Please don't cry, my child. Cry, my child. Cry, my child. And the magic horse up in the sky will bring you love if he sees you smile. So smile, my child. Yes, please smile, my child, smile, my child, smile, my child. And if you're alone, you'll see him there with a pure white foal and a crimson mare. Don't try to speak, don't dare to run, just smile and wish for love, my son. And the magic horse will shed a tear, and his mare and foal will disappear. Don't cry, my child. Please don't cry, my child. Cry, my child. Cry, my child. And all the world will share your pain, and you'll start to feel my love again. For you, my child. Just for you, my child, you, my child, you, my child. And the magic horse up in the sky will stay to watch over you and I. And when you're alone, you'll see him there, and you'll know, my son, how much I care.
This is The Voice of Middle-earth, Tree and Leaf, Program 1, and I'm Green Man Took. Tolkien writes, "The definition of a fairy story, what it is or what it should be, does not depend on any definition or historical account of elf or fairy, but upon the nature of fairy, the perilous realm itself, and the air that blows in that country. I will not attempt to define that, nor to describe it. It cannot be done. Fairy cannot be caught in a net of words, for it is one of those qualities that is indescribable, though not imperceptible.
Summer breeze over the hills away up high, floating clouds of thistledown polishing the sky, and everyone there seems to be humming a tune full of candy floss and wishing wells, and May to June is all right. Over the hills far away, if you're wearing a frown, and no one is allowed in there who's going to debate.
Stocks and shares take over bids, the latest interest rates, oh no, no.
So listen, everybody, won't you come along with me? You can see it if you close your eyes and listen carefully. There it is, right now. You hear it, dum dum da dum dee da dum dee.
Over the hills and far away,
da dum dee da dum dee.
Over the hills and far away, over the hills and far away, over the hills and far
with your face to the wind, you begin to think of a new life. And you pull tight your cloak round your throat, and the wind seems to sing. Though we're both on the run from a place in the sun, and it's raining. And the strangers and dangers and darkness, we're still gonna win.
And you are queen of day. We love all summer long. Together love would find a way. If I were king of evening and you were queen of night, we'd pass the time in pleasure. We'd love until the morning light.
If I were king of morning and you were queen of day, you would love me.
And it's raining in the sunshine.
So sing me a song, make it long, make it all about love. And don't you cry, don't you fear, wipe away each lonely tear.
If I were king of morning and you were queen of day, we'd love all summer long, together love would find a way. If I were king of evening and you were queen of night, we'd pass the time in pleasure, we'd love until the morning light.
If I were king of morning and you were queen of day, you would love me.
To the wind, you begin to think of a new life. And you pull tight your cloak round your throat, and the wind seems to sing. But we're both on the run from the place in the sun, and it's raining. And the strangers and dangers and darkness were still gonna win. So don't you cry, don't you fear, wipe away each lonely tear.
If I were king of morning and you were queen of day, we'd love all summer long, together love would find a way. If I were king of evening and you were queen of night, we'd pass the time in pleasure, we'd love until the morning light.
If I were king of morning and you were queen of day,
in his essay on fairy stories, Tolkien writes, "Actually, the question, what is the origin of the fairy element, lands us ultimately in the same fundamental inquiry. But there are many elements in fairy stories, such as this detachable heart, or swan robes, magic rings, arbitrary prohibitions, wicked stepmothers, and even fairies themselves, that can be studied without, oddly enough, tackling this main question. Such studies are, however, scientific, at least in intent. They are the pursuit of folklorist or anthropologist, that is, of people using the stories not as they were meant to be used, but as a quarry from which to dig evidence or information about matters in which they are interested." Listening to the voice of Middle Earth, Tree and Leaf, Program 1, and I'm Greenman Took. On the first half of the program, you heard The Pop Workshop with Fairyland. The band Rock Candy doing Magic Horse. Storyteller, Over the Hills. Horselips, The King of Morning, Queen of May. Owl, Legend. And Caprice, Fairies Stole Bridget. Continuing with his essay on fairy stories, J.R.R. Tolkien writes, "Important as I now perceive the fairy story element in early reading to have been, speaking for myself as a child, I can only say that a liking for fairy stories was not a dominant characteristic of early taste. A real taste for them awoke after nursery days, and after the years, few but long seeming, between learning to read and going to school. In that I nearly wrote happy or golden, it was really a sad and troublous time. I liked many other things as well, or better, such as history, astronomy, botany, grammar, and etymology. I was insensitive to poetry and skipped it if it came in tales. Poetry I discovered much later in Latin and Greek, and especially through being made to try and translate English verse into classical verse. A real taste for fairy stories was wakened by philology on the threshold of manhood and quickened to full life by wartime."
side on the road and going to my school, says the wee boy and silly stood. What is on your back, says the fool's light on the road, my bundle and my book, says the wee boy and silly stood. I came a-walking by your door, says the fool's light on the road, it lay in your way, says the wee boy and silly stood. Hung your dog a stone, says the fool's light on the road, I wish it was a bone, says the wee boy and silly stood. On the road they're mine and they are, says the wee boy and silly stood. Now many should be mine, says the fool's knight on the road, the ones that have the blue tie, says the wee boy and silly stood. Oh, cannot get a share of them, says the fool's knight on the road, you cannot get a share of them, says the wee boy and silly stood. Why the stick all in your hand, says the fool's knight on the road, to keep me from a cold and night, the wee boy is silly stood. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Voice of Middle-earth, and I'm Green Man Took. In his essay on fairy stories, J.R.R. Tolkien writes, "Fantasy is made out of the primal world, but a good craftsman loves his material and has a knowledge and feeling for clay, stone, and wood, which only the art of making can give." Actually, fairy stories deal largely, or the better ones, mainly with simple or fundamental things, untouched by fantasy, but these simplicities are made all the more luminous by their setting. For the storymaker who allows himself to be free with nature can be her lover, not her slave. It was in fairy stories that I first divined the potency of words and the wonder of things, such as stone and wood and iron, tree and grass, house and fire, bread and wine.
Mandolins and silver bells. stops and the dancing ends. In the crackling firelight, you see the faces of many friends. Then your blood turns to rain and your bones to sand. Your spirit is so weak, oh, you can barely stand. Then in the center, cold like velvet drapery parts. And you hear the pounding, yes, the pounding of the world.
Since the only
The consolation of fairy stories, the joy of the happy ending, or more correctly, of the good catastrophe, the sudden joyous turn, this joy, which is one of the things which fairy stories can produce supremely well, is not essentially escapist nor fugitive. In its fairy tale or otherworld setting, it is a sudden and miraculous grace, never to be counted on to recur. This is Green Man Took, and you've been listening to The Voice of Middle Earth, Tree and Leaf, Program 1. Part 1 of a two-part presentation on J.R.R. Tolkien's Tree and Leaf. The music we've been listening to in this half hour include Time and a Half with their song Magic Island, Steel Eye Span, The False Knight on the Road, Johnny Blackburn, The Secret Door, Owl with Midnight Carnival, and Horselips, the King of the Fairies. And to immerse ourselves in the world of fairy, and in the world of trees and leaves, we need imagination.
It always knows when you are there. dressed in black. You know it's incredibly tall. You know that it's more than a feeling. It lives where the wallpaper's peeling. In the home, imagination, that's all. Don't let it on, but you're scared. You're safe. Return to the teddy bear clothes.